Coming up, a buzzer beater in LA and KD goes off in Brooklyn. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. We are ready to recap all of the action for you in the NBA from Monday night. We're going to start out with a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter, not being enough for the Lakers to get the job done. Pacers rookie has a moment he will always remember as he hits a buzzer beater three to win it over LeBron James. Locked On Pacers chimes in, and Locked On Lakers has some words after a dramatic finish.
Hope you stayed up late if you're in Indy, because the Pacers just pulled off a miraculous comeback win over the Los Angeles Lakers in LA. Tony East here, host of Locked On Pacers, and wow, it's hard to say anything but wow. Pacers down 17 in the fourth quarter to the Lakers. They look completely dead in the water to open the fourth quarter. And they slowly chip at the Lakers' lead and slowly chip at the Lakers' lead. And the Pacers, who haven't led since the second quarter, come all the way back, get a buzzer-beating three-pointer from rookie Andrew Nembhard to beat the Lakers 116-115. They needed everything they could to get this one done. They needed buckets late to tie it. They needed a missed Anthony Davis free throw. They needed an offensive rebound on the final possession. Somehow the ball finds its way to Nembhard, who returned from injury on this day. And he flings up the three at the buzzer over LeBron James and buries it. Pacers are 12-8. They keep finding ways to win. We'll talk about this miraculous game and Andrew Nembhard on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
This is Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast. And the Lakers lose 116-115 to the Pacers. Absolute gut punch of a loss. A game that the Lakers were up 17 points with 10 minutes left. Up 11 with 4.5 minutes left. 6 points with 3 minutes left. You can see where this is going. Just terrible execution on both ends of the ball as the fourth quarter wound down. And then last possession of the game, a wild scramble left rookie Andrew Nembhard wide open for a three at the final buzzer. Several Lakers played well. Anthony Davis, 25 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. Austin Reeves had 13 points. Russell Westbrook, 24 points off the bench. 6 turnovers, but a lot of really good plays mixed in there. And the Lakers were really into this game and really celebrating what they thought was a victory in hand, a game that they controlled most of. But if they did not know heading into this game the danger of prematurely burying an opponent when you are a below 500 team, I'd like to think they really learned that hard lesson tonight. A lot more to get into, so make sure you are subscribing to Locked On Lakers YouTube channel and that you're making Locked On Lakers your first listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hawks' woes continue. They suffered their third straight loss yesterday, this time at the hands of the 76ers and the newly healthy Joel Embiid. Locked On Hawks talks us through their recent troubles.
Hello, friends. My name is Brad Rowland, and the Atlanta Hawks go into Philadelphia and suffer a third consecutive loss on this Monday. The Hawks were leading for the majority of the night, not by a huge margin, but certainly in control of the game for the most part. In the fourth quarter, the offense sputtered. They had 6 turnovers in the fourth quarter and 20 giveaways on the evening. And for a team that is built on not turning the ball over, they have been elite in that category the last 2 years. The Hawks could not withstand that lack of ball security. In fact, the Hawks lost the possession battle by a large portion in this spot, and that led to, at least in some form, the Philadelphia victory. Joel Embiid was the best of the stars in this one, especially down the stretch. He had the final 10 points for Philadelphia, and the Hawks were unable to kind of counter that. There was some shaky guard play from the Hawks stars, Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, and down the stretch, just the Hawks had 5 points in the final 5 minutes. They were unable to basically produce what they needed to produce down the stretch of this one. So with this loss, the Hawks go down to Orlando on Wednesday with the opportunity to right the ship a bit, but now 11-10 and certainly shaky. No one is thrilled around Atlanta right now, and there is work left to do. We'll have a full breakdown of this game and more on the Hawks podcast.
Normally, it doesn't take a whole lot for an NBA team to beat Orlando, but the Magic showed some flashes in Brooklyn last night. Locked On Nets has more on how Kevin Durant willed the team to victory, while Locked On Magic goes over a good effort from a bad team.
Doug Norrie, Locked On Nets, following a 109-102 win for Brooklyn over the Orlando Magic. The story here was Kevin Durant, and more Kevin Durant. He drops 45 points on 19 of 24 shooting, 87% true shooting for KD. Only took him 4 free throws and only 3 three-pointers to hit 45 points in this game. Durant, though, masks some other issues for the Nets as they struggle to put away a 5-16 Orlando team who was without you know, three quarters of what it felt like their best players, and the Nets still struggled to really come away with a complete victory. But Kevin Durant is able to prop them up. We are going to talk about KD's performance, the Ben Simmons injury, what the rest of the team brought in this game over at Locked On Nets.
At the quarter mark of the Orlando Magic season, they continue to show their supreme potential, but also all of their flaws as they fall to the Brooklyn Nets 109-102. Look, coming off of last night's game against the Philadelphia 76ers, or Sunday night's game against the Philadelphia 76ers, when they just got blown out by 30 points and just did not look at all competitive, seeing a team compete with just nine healthy bodies and so many starters out was certainly a positive sign. And this is the baseline of what the Magic need to do. We've seen how good this team can be, how special Franz Wagner can be, how special Paolo Banchero can be, how interesting and intriguing Bol Bol can be. We can know and we can acknowledge that, yes, this team is going to be so much better when they finally do get healthier, whether that's this week, next week, or by the end of December. But the Magic still have a lot of work to do. It comes down to the little plays. It comes down to the little things, making free throws, getting an offensive rebound that allows you to win games. Yes, Kevin Durant scored 45 points, and he is a masterful offensive weapon. But this Magic team is a lot more they need to show.
Jason Tatum returned to the court, and the Celtics handily took care of Charlotte on Monday night. Locked On Celtics and Hornets give us the full breakdown.
The Boston Celtics got hot early. They never let up, and the result was a 35-point blowout of the decimated Charlotte Hornets. I'm John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast here at TD Garden, where everybody's celebrating a wire-to-wire blowout win. The Celtics had a big 20-4 run early in that first quarter that blew the game open. They put up over 40 points in the first quarter. They held the Hornets to less than 20. Tatum dropped a casual 35, dominating a very soft defense. Hornets are not known for being rim protectors, and Tatum just blew them apart at the rim. Marcus Smart has a career-high 15 assists, just dimes dropped everywhere. The Celtics had 40 assists on 55 made baskets. Their offense, number one in the league, one of the best in history, just keeps on rolling. They're going to try and keep it going on this homestand where they've won four in a row.
Ouchie. The Hornets injury list grows longer and their deficit to the Boston Celtics grew wider. I'm Doug Branson from the Locked On Hornets podcast. Final score 140-105. This one got off to a really bad start. 45 points allowed in the first quarter on 10 made threes. The Charlotte Hornets defense, no match for the best offense in the league. And part of the reason for that is because their injury list is pretty long right now. It includes their only all-star in LaMelo Ball. It includes Gordon Hayward. It includes Cody Martin and DSJ, two important role players, especially on the defensive end. So obviously you're going to look at injuries, and then you add to that Terry Rozier, who is a late scratch due to an illness. Now, the good news is that 140 points is not the franchise record for most points allowed. That goes to the 1990 Charlotte Hornets, who allowed 146 in regulation. And the other good news is they get 3 days off to rest, recover, hopefully get some guys back off the injury list before they take on the Washington Wizards. For more on the Charlotte Hornets, make sure you're listening to Locked On Hornets here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Coming up, the Raptors get a boost from a returning star. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Bet Online. It is the number one spot for all of your online sports betting needs, no matter what sport you are interested in, football, basketball, hockey. If you want to get in on the World Cup action, you can do that at Bet Online. It's where the game starts. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Raptors stars showed up yesterday, including the return of Pascal Siakam. Locked On Cavs talks through a tough night all around for Cleveland. Locked On Raptors has big praise for OG Anunoby.
Hey, what's up? Chris Manning here from the Locked On Cavs podcast. Coming to you after Cleveland just lost to the Toronto Raptors for the second time this season. Toronto has proven, I think, to be a tough style matchup for the Cavs. Cleveland is lacking wings on its roster. Toronto is overloaded with wings, and when they have guys like OG Anunoby, the returning Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, they're throwing a lot at Cleveland that Cleveland is having a hard time dealing with. And on top of that, the Cavs are in their third sitting in four nights. They don't have Jared Allen. Just kind of a performance for the Cavs. Do I think it's a big deal? No. Is it great to be down 0-2 Toronto in that season series? No. But if you're the Cavs, I think you just kind of have to hope that you can overcome some of these stylistic problems when you see this team again, improve on it, learn from it. But being down 0-2 to Toronto and 1-2 on this road trip is a tricky thing for the Cavs. For more, check out Lockdown Cavs wherever you get your podcasts.
OG steals the show. Sean Woodley here from Locked On Raptors to break down the Toronto Raptors 100-88 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers on Monday night. Monday was supposed to be mostly about the glorious return of Pascal Siakam and Scottie Barnes to the Toronto Raptors lineup. Barnes had missed the last couple. Siakam had been out for 3 weeks and 10 games with a groin injury, and both looked pretty solid in their returns. But in the win over the Cavs, it was OG Anunoby who has really been starring for the Raptors during the absences of some key players, and he was amazing against the Cavaliers in this one. 20 points to lead the team offensively, but really the defense is where he made his bones in this one. He was everywhere. There were stretches of multiple possessions in the third and fourth quarters where he was blowing up possessions seemingly every single time down the floor for Cleveland. He had a couple steals, he had a block, and guarding Donovan Mitchell most of the night. Mitchell put up just 8 points on 3 of 11 shooting in this one. Season lows for points and shot attempts. That's the OG effect. I will have more about this game broken down on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Raptors. Be sure to tune in.
Phoenix was able to hold off the Kings thanks to Devin Booker pouring on 44 points in Sacramento. Locked On Suns in to talk about the win.
They may not be quite as good as they were last year in the clutch, but late game situations are still when the Phoenix Suns shine. Brendan Kleen here from Locked On Suns coming to you after a 122-117 victory over the Sacramento Kings on the road, the fifth straight win for the Suns. Devin Booker goes off for 44. These teams combine for 32 turnovers, kind of sloppy. Very much back and forth, and then the Suns give up a 10-point lead in the final seconds of the game, make things a little bit too close for comfort, but in the end, an offensive rebound by Torrey Craig seals the deal. The big plays they needed to make at the end of the game, the Suns go ahead and make them, as they've done for 3 years running, and they come away with that W. For more on Locked On Suns, listen to Locked On Suns wherever you get podcasts.
The Thunder and Pelicans take it down to the wire in New Orleans. The Thunder talk over another big night for SGA, and Locked On Pelicans says the poor officiating overshadowed the win.
The Oklahoma City Thunder fall to the New Orleans Pelicans on the road, but SGA continues to play like a superstar, getting to 30 points again almost entirely on free throws, setting a career high in free throws made in a single game. That's what superstars do. Name me one superstar in the NBA that does not get to the free throw line at will, especially whenever they can't get it going from the floor. That's what SGA did in this one. But the big story from this game was the Thunder's defense. I'm Rylan Styles, host of Locked On Thunder, and the Thunder have prided themselves on defense the last three seasons. Even in this rebuild, they've been at times a top 10 defense in the NBA while rebuilding this roster under head coach Mark Daigneault, and they finally got back to their roots, only allowing 105 points in this contest, which is a far cry from allowing over 120 points per game over the last 10 or so games of this season. We'll break it all down on the Locked On Thunder podcast, your team every day.
The Pelicans beat the Thunder, but the NBA still has an officiating problem. I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. The story of this game should be Herb Jones and the fantastic defense he played on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which included a game-icing charge taken. But the refs in this one? Questionable to say the least. Zion Williamson, who took 17 shots in the paint, went to the free throw line just one time, and that occurred with only 44 seconds left in the game. Time and time again, he was hacked by multiple defenders and no call. Yes, SGA, who does play downhill, he is aggressive. He went to the line 18 times. That number is off between those two guys. I get I sound like a homer, but there's been a lot of inconsistency across the board this season, and Zion being outside the top 15 in free throw attempts despite his numbers in the paint, it's eyebrow-raising. But it's a good, gritty win by the Pels without Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum.
The Timberwolves lost to the Wizards last night, but the bigger issue is going to be a potential serious injury to Karl Anthony Towns. Locked On Wolves tells you what we know so far.
The Minnesota Timberwolves fell to the Wizards by 15 on Sunday, losing their third straight, and now have to deal with a potentially serious injury to Karl Anthony Towns. I'm Ben Beacon with the Locked On Wolves podcast. The Wolves lost by 15 to the Wizards, but the story of the game was Karl Anthony Towns going down in the second half with what looked like it could be a serious lower leg injury. The Timberwolves are reporting it as a calf strain, and there's national reports out now saying that he will have an MRI Monday, but the Wolves are optimistic that it is only a calf strain. There's no further structural damage, so we'll obviously hold our breath on that front
when it comes to Towns. Even if it is a strain, though, he'll be out for some time. In this game, it was all about Kristaps Porzingis dropping 29 in the first half and 41 for the game. The Wolves and their size, somewhat ironically, could not stop the biggest man on the floor for the Wizards. He was fantastic throughout this game at the line from beyond the arc. Anthony Edwards came alive in the middle of the game, but it wasn't enough. The Wolves could not keep up with the Wizards, giving up at least 32 points in all four quarters in a bad defensive effort for Minnesota. Subscribe to Locked On Wolves for all things Timberwolves.
That is a wrap here today for Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure you go and subscribe to Locked On NBA and, of course, your team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.